Amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon. We know him as Peter, more popular, I guess you could say, the more popular name that the Lord gave him as Peter. He said, Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Now, we're not going to stop right there, but if we stopped right there, that's just, Peter's having a bad day. The Lord's telling him this. But, he said, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. I want to preach this thought tonight. God's rooting for you. God's rooting for you. Amen. Let's ask God to continue to have his way over the next few moments. We need his help right now. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I'm thankful for your word tonight. Thankful for the privilege and opportunity to be in your house tonight. I'm asking God that you would talk to us, touch us. Let the faith of God rise up in our hearts and our spirits tonight. Let the word be mixed with faith that it would profit those that hear the word tonight. Help us, God, to be sensitive to your spirit tonight, that your will be done. Give us the anointing. Give us the grace, God. We need you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just give the Lord some praise tonight? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Amen. I find the scripture very interesting, and I'm sure that I've seen this before, but just a little while back, this really jumped out at me when I was reading it in a way that it never has before, and kind of gave me a little insight to this story here. And Jesus looked at Simon. He looked at Peter, and he told him a very troubling thing. At least it would be troubling if somebody told me that. But he looked at him, one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he turned to him and he said, Behold, Satan hath desired to have you. And that there means he has requested. Another rendering, another way of saying it, even as he has demanded. But he wants to have you because he's got a plan and a purpose for you. Because he wants to sift you as wheat. And in our day and time, we really have to go back to look at the old-fashioned ways of doing things. I enjoy doing that. And amen. I enjoy looking back and seeing how things were done. And, you know, we've really got it easy. Amen. Probably no sister here today went down to the river or the creek and took your rub board and your lye soap and worked your knuckles to the bone on that board washing clothes for tonight. And none of the brethren here probably had to go and do the jobs that you do, everything by hand with all the hand tools, no power tools and all of that. We're blessed. We're blessed. We really are. But the old-fashioned way of sifting wheat was they would take the wheat and they would beat it, literally, with a club, with a big paddle. They would beat it to separate the grain from the hull. Sometimes they would take, and in other parts of the world they still do this sometimes, they take oxen or donkeys and they trample it and trample it and trample it and trample it in that beginning process to separate the grain from the hull, and then they began to sift it. They throw it in the air let the wind carry the chaff away. Even the scripture talks about the chaff which the wind driveth away. So they would beat it, and they would beat it, and they would pound on it. They would pummel it, and then they would throw it up in the air. Throw it up and beat it and throw it up in the air to sift the wheat. And Jesus has just looked at Simon Peter and said, this is what Satan wants to do with you. He has asked me, he has requested of me that he is allowed to sift you as wheat. And he didn't say, but I told him no. We all wish the Lord would do that. But he didn't do that. He said something else. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He said, you're fixing to go through a sifting process. Oh, hallelujah. You're fixing to go through some trying times. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Hallelujah. And then he said something that I don't know if Peter realized it right then. I don't even know if he, you know, sometimes when we start hearing bad news, we don't hear the rest of it. We just hear that beginning. And we fall apart. So I don't know if he was catching the rest of what Jesus was saying here, kind of like Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. But Jesus said, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. He said, you're going to make it. Because I've prayed for you. Hallelujah. Satan's going to beat you up. Satan's going to sift you as wheat. But I've been praying for you, and your faith's not going to fail because I've prayed for you, and you're going to make it. And when it's all said and done, you're going to be better off for it, and you're going to be able to help somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to tell you, in our day and age, and even in these times, in the here and the now, there are people, no doubt, sitting in this building that feel like you're in a sifting process, and you feel like you don't know up from down some days, and you feel like you're just getting beat on and pummeled, and I've been there, and I know I'll be there again, but amen. In all of that, the Lord said, I've prayed for you. There's going to be days when you're not going to know up from down and side to side. And you're just going to feel like you're getting whooped up on. And you feel like you're in the air and on the ground. You don't know what's going on. You can't see the end. You don't understand the process of what's happening. You see, that's why it's a walk and a walk by faith. That's why we live one day at a time. And it's a walk with God. Amen. There are times, the scripture said, amen, that we're flying like the eagles. There are times when we're running. He said, run and not get weary. But then he said, walk and not faint. There are times when we're flying high. There are times when we're running and we're sprinting and we feel good. And there are times when we're on the mountaintop. Amen. But the majority of our living for God experience is going to be a daily walk with him. Oh, hallelujah. If you can just, amen, pace yourself. If you can just figure out, amen, I just got to keep walking. That's all it takes. That's all that's required, just to keep walking. I'm going to keep walking with God. Amen. One day I'll be running again. One day I might be flying with the eagles. But if I just keep walking, I'll get there again. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The devil, amen, wants to take you, though, and he wants to sift you as wheat, because he thinks in his mind, if he can whoop up on you, if he can pound you a little bit, if he can club you around a little bit, if he can get you all, amen, disoriented and not knowing what's going to go on and what's going to happen from, amen, one day to the next, that you'll begin to question God in your mind, and you'll begin to say, well, I don't know if the preacher's right or not, and I don't know if this living for God is really for me or not. I just don't know, amen. He'll start saying things in your mind that it was easier living in the world. It was easy, amen, living in sin. And I didn't have so much trouble then. And amen, which is a lie, but he'll tell you that anyway. Amen, when you don't know how it's going to end, Brother Reed. You don't know what's going to happen. Yes. Yes. Right. Devil Amen. Will do his best. Sow seeds of doubt in your mind. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I feel like this is the will of God for tonight. Amen. So I'm just going to preach it the best I know how. He'll start sowing seeds of doubt in your mind about the church. Hallelujah. Amen. About your brother, about your sister, about, amen, your man of God, about this, about that, about the other. He'll start, amen, he's sifting you. He's pounding you out. He's casting you up and down, throwing you around, trying his best to see what'll work, trying his best to see what'll stick, trying his best to see, amen, what'll get under your skin enough, amen, that you'll, amen, turn your back on God. And you'll, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know what I'm preaching right now. I know what I'm saying right now. I've got family members that walked away from God. Amen. Because the devil found exactly what would work for them. He pummeled them enough. He threw them in the air enough. He beat them around enough. That finally they said, oh, no. I can't take this anymore. And they gave in, amen, during the sifting process. But I've come to tell somebody tonight, it's not the will of God. Amen. Jesus looked at Peter and said, it's going to happen, buddy. It's about to happen. The devil's going to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when you got Jesus on your side, you can make it. When you got Jesus on your side, you can go to the end. When you got Jesus on your side, you can go through the sifting. Devil don't have anything, amen, that can stop you and destroy your walk with God if he's got Jesus on your side. I'm telling you, it's only when you forget that. It's only when that slips your mind and you begin looking at, amen, the natural and the physical and the carnal, amen, that you give in and give up and quit living for God. But when you understand that there's a God in heaven that's on your side, when you understand that there's a God, amen, that's looking out for you, when you understand that there's a God, amen, that wants you to make it more than you want to make it, when you understand that you've got a God that's rooting for you. Hallelujah. He said it hadn't happened yet, Peter, but it's about to happen. But I have prayed for you. Whew. I'm going to tell you, it's good to have your pastor praying for you. Thank God for a man of God that prays for us. And it's good to have a brother and a sister praying for you. It's good to have a spouse to pray for you. It's good to have children that will pray for you. But there's nothing like hearing the Lord Jesus say, I prayed for you. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah, you might have to say that sounds a little odd, but it's what he told Peter. He said, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Woo, and let me tell you something else. You're going to make it because when you're converted, amen, when you've repented, when you've come through, when you've made it to the other side, amen, you're going to strengthen your brethren. You're going to strengthen your brethren. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I'm rooting for you, Peter. I'm rooting for you. I'm on your side. I'm on the sidelines rooting for you. Amen. The devil's going to tempt you. He's going to try you. He's going to beat you up. He's going to throw you around. Going to sift you. Hallelujah. What will remain after the sifting process is finished? What's going to remain? Hallelujah. Amen. We read in the book of Job. I'm not reading it tonight. Too long of a story, but everybody I'm sure knows the story of Job. We'll go through it quickly, but we read in the book of Job. I made mention of it. I think it was Sunday night, just quickly, but we read in the book of Job about this man named Job. And the Bible says that Satan came along with the sons of God before the Lord. And the Lord said, I love the way the Lord works. The Lord began to talk to Satan. And he said, where you been, old boy? He said, well, you know, I've just been to and fro, just roaming through the earth, up and down in it. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? Woo, the devil didn't start that conversation. The Lord did. Because the Lord was proud of him. My. The Lord had somebody he had confidence in. I'm going to tell you tonight, God got confidence in you. When you don't have confidence in yourself, God's got confidence in you. He knows what you got. Amen's real. And he knows, amen, you've got what it takes to make it. You know why? Because he's on your side. He's rooting for you. Oh, hallelujah. When you don't even think you can make it, God knows you can make it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know why we go through some of the things that we go through? Because the Lord has confidence in us. Oh, we blame it on the devil and we blame it on life and we blame it on this and that. But sometimes the Lord's saying, have you considered my servant over here? Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes he's just bragging on us. Well, praise God. The next time you go through a trial and through trouble and all that, why don't you just think, you know what? The Lord must have been bragging on me. He thinks I can make it. He knows I can make it. He knows that I've got what it takes. He knows that I have the Holy Ghost, and because of that, I can make it through this trial. And I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to quit because the Lord's rooting for me. He's got confidence in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If he hadn't had confidence in Job, he wouldn't have said a word. But he said, hey, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yeah. Every day I see him and he makes me mad. But he's just serving you for nothing because you got a hedge about him and I can't even touch him. And he just always has it good. Look at all the money he has. Look at the family he's got. Look at all the blessings he's got. And it's easy for him to live for you. It's easy for him to serve you because he's so blessed. And the Lord said, oh, you want me to take that down? He had confidence in him. My. I'm telling you, God's got confidence in his people. I've come to encourage somebody tonight. God's got confidence in his people. I said, God's got confidence in you tonight. You can make it. You will make it. I said, you will make it. As long as you remember that God's got confidence in him. He's on my side. He's rooting for me. I'm going to make it. And so Satan said, yeah, you take that hedge down, I'll get to him. And he'll curse you. He'll quit living for you. You just wait. And the Lord said, just don't kill him. Amen. See, the Lord's in control all along. Sometimes we feel like we're dying, but the Lord tells the devil, hey, you can't do that. This is as far as you can go. I've come to tell somebody tonight, the devil's got limits on what he can do. God's got him on a leash. You can't go any further than that right there. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody needs to be strengthened in the Holy Ghost tonight and understand that God's still in control. Coronavirus may be raging. Amen. Riots may be going all over the country, this and that and the other, but God's still in control. I said God's still in control. This ain't nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. God's still in control. Amen. The devil's still on a leash. God's the one in charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can make it. You can live for God in 2020. Well, praise God. I said you can make it. You can live for God. God's still on your side. And so the devil went. And in one day's time, Brother Reed, one day. Matter of fact, it was one after another. I don't know how many minutes it took, but a servant came running up to Job and said, you lost all your cattle. They're gone. And you're not talking about just 10 head of cattle. We drove through Garden City and Dodge City on the way here. Woo-wee! I like the smell of farmyard. I do. I grew up in the country. I don't mind the smell of horses and cows and livestock. But when you got thousands of them pinned up in a little pen in a feedlot, that smell can get to you. And it lingers for a while. Oh, hallelujah. He had thousands of head of livestock. And they came running up. One after another, all your camels are gone, all your donkeys are gone, it's gone. Your sheep are gone, your goats are gone. And finally, the last servant came running up and said, all your kids are gone. Can you imagine that kind of news? One after another. I'm not downplaying our bad times and our troubling things that we've been through in life at all. But can you imagine losing everything you have in one day's time? And when he heard it, he didn't get mad at God. When he heard it, he didn't say, well, I've served God for nothing. Done all this, I've sacrificed every day, I've prayed for my children, I've given to the Lord all my life, I've done all this, I've lived for God and all for nothing. Bible says he shaved his head, put sackcloth on, fell on his face. And he said, naked came I into the world, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God said, well, that's what I told you, Satan. That's what I told you would happen right there. I knew my servant Job. I knew his integrity. I knew his willingness to live for me and serve me no matter what, in the good and in the bad. You see, the devil thinks if he can throw you in a little hard place, you'll just walk away from God. The devil thinks if he'll put some turmoil in your life, that you'll just walk away from the church and quit serving God. The devil thinks your relationship is so shallow that he can end it over just something small and something minimal or some little trouble in your life. Amen. But God says, they've lived for me too long. They've seen too many miracles. I've done too much for them. They know what kind of God I am, and they love me, and they're serving me because they want to serve me. They're serving me not because every day's a good day. They're serving me not because of what I give them, but they're serving me because they want to. Yes. Amen. Got confidence in you. Amen. So the devil came back before the Lord, and the Lord said, what did I tell you, boy? And he said, oh, but skin for skin, what a man would give for his own skin. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, okay, go ahead and touch his body. It spares life. The devil thought, I can make him sick enough that he'll quit living for you. So he reached forth and made him so sick he had boils covering his body. I can't even imagine. I've read this and just cringed thinking about it. I've never experienced a boil. Now, I had acne bad when I was a teenager, and some of them were about as bad, I think. But my dad talks about a time when it came through for whatever reason. They say it's some kind of infection in the blood from what I've read. But he said they all got boils growing up at one time, 1 year. But you're talking one or two or three here and there. He was covered, the Bible says, from the top of his head to the sole of his foot in boils. In such pain and such agony that he went out and sat in hot ashes, took a piece of pottery and would scrape those boils open, trying to get relief from the pain, the pressure. Amen. Just scraping them and sitting in those hot ashes, trying to draw the poison out of his body. And he kept living for God. And he kept his integrity. And he didn't curse God. He didn't even say anything bad about the Lord. He just kept serving God. And by this time, Satan's getting all worked up, and he's getting all angry, and he's getting all frustrated because he thinks he knows what'll work. But I'm going to tell you, amen, when you've got your mind made up to live for God, like we preach about on Sunday night, there's nothing that can happen. There's nothing that the devil can do to you. There's no amount of sifting. There's no amount of beating you up. There's no amount. Well, hallelujah. I know everybody's not got it in them. I know everybody's not sold out completely to God, and people allow a little thing here and there. I'm going to tell you, this right here, what we're going through right now in our world and in our country right now, is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Oh, Oh, hallelujah. I know what I'm preaching right now. I see it all over. And I've been seeing it since the first of the year. People staying out at church and just staying at home. Well, you know, it's giving people an excuse, amen, to not come to the house of God. And I understand those that are high risk if they need to stay home. Amen. But if you're going to Walmart and you're going everywhere else, but you won't come to the house of God, shame on you. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you got to have a relationship with God. Amen. That says, I will serve God no matter what. Well, I'm an evangelist. I'm not pastor. I got to be careful, but I'm going to tell you. Amen. The devil's going to find something if he can. Amen. My. Oh, God help us. God help us to be true. Amen. But God's got confidence in those, amen, that are sold out. And Job is sitting there scraping himself and moaning and pain. And his own wife, the last thing he had left. I'm not Job's wife, but she come to him and said, Job, instead of being that helpmeet that she needed to be, she came to him. But you got to understand, she had lost all her children too. We beat her up, but she had been through everything he had been through. She lost everything too. And she said, Job, just curse God and die. Why are you going through this agony? You can't take any more. You can't take, just curse God and die. And Job said, you speak like one of the foolish women. I'm not entertaining that. That is not even in my mind. That doesn't even belong in my vocabulary. Amen. I'm going to serve God no matter what. He said, you know what he said? He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He said, "This ain't nothing. He can go ahead and kill me if he wants to. I'm gonna trust him till the minute that I take my last breath. I'm gonna keep trusting God. I'm just gonna keep believing God. I'm gonna keep living for God. He's been too good to me. He's done too much for me. He's my God. No matter what happens, he's my God. He's my God. I have trust in him. I have faith in him." And God was saying, "That's what I knew he would be. That's what I knew. That's my son. That's my child. That's him right there. That's the one I've got confidence in. Satan, that's what I was telling you." Right. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to read in the New Testament, Romans 8 and 26. 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't even know how to pray. We don't. Sometimes we think we do, but the Bible says we don't even know how we ought to pray. But the Spirit itself, whoo, maketh intercession for us. He's praying for you tonight. Can I just say it that way? He's praying for you tonight. The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. Whew. With groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things, I know sometimes you get tired of hearing this verse when you're going through troubles and trials, but it's still true. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow them, he also did predestinate to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And here's my title tonight that I've been telling you through this message. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm telling you, when you got God rooting for you, amen, it doesn't matter who's on your, amen, against you. It doesn't matter who's fighting against you. It doesn't matter what comes or goes. When God's on your sideline rooting for you, you can make it, you can do it, you can go through it. It doesn't matter. Woo.
Hallelujah. 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 It doesn't matter what happens when God's rooting for you. Hallelujah. If you're in the middle of the sifting process tonight, let me encourage you. There is an end. It won't always be that way. But God's on your side tonight. And He's got confidence in you. Hallelujah. If you're just fine tonight, and you're not being beat up right now, hallelujah. Let me encourage you, you will be. There's coming a time when you're going to go through the fire. But be encouraged. Just as Jesus looked at Peter and said, I've prayed for you. Hallelujah. I've been praying for you. My, my, my. Just remember, just like He talked to the devil about Job, the Lord's talking to him about you. I've got confidence in Him. Go ahead. If you think you need to do that, if you think that'll work, go ahead. But I've got confidence in them. They're going to live for me. They're going to do what's right. Can we stand tonight? Hallelujah. What shall we then say to these things if God be for us? If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord has got your best interest in mind tonight. And I understand when you're flying through the air, head over heels, and you're feeling the club thumping you on this side and that side. You wonder sometimes where the Lord is, and you wonder sometimes why. Because we can't see the future like God can. Amen. That's why we've got to trust God. So we've got to get up every day and just say, you know what, I'm going to live for God today. No matter what this day holds, I'm going to serve God. I wish I could say living for God was going to be nothing but roses and sunshine and ice cold lemonade in the shade. But unfortunately, it isn't. You've been there. I've been there. If the Lord tarries, we'll be there again, brother. But I'm come to tell somebody tonight, the Lord's rooting for you. Amen. Hallelujah. My, my, my. When we put our trust and our faith in God, and not in this world, and not in our abilities, and not in our talents, and not in our strengths, but we put our trust in God, He's going to see us through. I've seen people go through some of the most traumatic and dark times ever. And you wonder, I wonder if I can make it if I had to go through that. And you see them come through on the other side, still have their faith in God. Praise God. Amen. Can I tell somebody tonight, you're going to make it? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like preaching. I felt like the Holy Ghost prompted me to preach this tonight. Maybe nobody here needs it tonight, but one of these days you're going to need it. Maybe there's all kinds of people that need it here tonight. I don't know. But can I just tell you again, the Lord's rooting for you. When the devil comes and begins to talk to you, devil comes and begins to lie to you. Say the reason you're going through this is because God's abandoned you and the church doesn't care for you. Nobody loves you. Well, you need to just brush that off. Say, God's on my side. If God be for me, who can be against me? If the Spirit is making intercession for me, then I'm going to make it. Oh, hallelujah. Can we talk to God right now? Come on, all over this house, can we begin to talk to God right now?
I really feel like there's somebody in this place that needs this tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody in this house really needed this word from the Lord tonight. I want you to take courage and receive strength in the Holy Ghost tonight. You can't make it on your own. There's no way we can make it on our own. But as long as you stay renewed in the Holy Ghost and you get the strength from God and you get the help you need from God, you're going to make it. Hallelujah. Come on, we've got a Savior. We've got a God that's praying, that's rooting for us, that's on our side tonight. Hallelujah. There's going to be times of sifting. There's going to be times of trial. There's going to be times of trial by fire. But oh, hallelujah, if we could just have the faith and the confidence that those three Hebrew boys had when they stood facing the furnace and they said, God's able to deliver us, but if He doesn't. Can you say that tonight with assurance? If God doesn't deliver me from this, I'm still going to go. If I have to go through it, I'm still a winner. If I have to go through this trouble and this trial, if He doesn't deliver me from this furnace, I'm still going to go because I've got confidence in Him. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I feel the help of the Holy Ghost starting to sweep into this house right now. I feel the help of the Holy Ghost right now. It's coming into this place. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody reach out. Somebody reach out right now. Reach out right now and receive your help in the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, hallelujah. See, the devil thought he had you. The devil thought he had what would take, what would work, what would get under your skin bad enough. But there's a preacher reminding you tonight that God's on your side. That God's rooting for you tonight. And with that assurance, I can make it through anything. With that assurance, I can face anything. There is nothing that can get me. Come on, hallelujah. That's it. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you want to come to the front, come to the front. But let's talk to God right now. Hallelujah. Oh,